Can a dead brain be brought back to life? New research published in the science journal Nature shows scientists in the United States managed to restore the function of some brain cells in pigs that had been decapitated hours earlier. Australian scientists say the discovery is a significant development in the field of neuroscience, but it does raise some ethical concerns. Connie Aegis reports.
It's alive!
Well, it's not quite the same as in the classic 1931 film Frankenstein. Scientists in the United States aren't creating a monster, but they're trying to figure out whether it's possible to revive dead brain cells. Professor Nenad Sestin from Yale University was the lead author of the study.
What this indicates that individual neurons are viable but are not capable of forming an organized global activity. This is not a living functioning brain, but a cellularly active brain.
The team of scientists took the brains of 32 pigs that had been slaughtered for consumption. The brains were kept without blood and at room temperature for 4 hours and then connected to a system that resembled the human body. Dr. Steve Kassam from Neuroscience Research Australia explains.
What they've done here is they've mimicked the body. They've made a fake heart and some fake lungs and pumped blood and oxygen into these brain cells outside of the body. And they've mimicked it. So it's not necessarily that you need the heart, you just need the functions of the heart. And you need the functions of the lungs for the brain to work, as per se to the actual heart and lungs themselves.
He says the discovery isn't just about bringing a brain back to life. Dr. Steve Kassam says it's also about the treatment of brain injury and disease.
The ability to repair brain cells that have died, perhaps from stroke or dementia, and the ability to repair those and give function and brain capacity back to people that are suffering. What this says is that there's an ability to repair previously thought impossible to repair damage.
He says the discovery does raise ethical concerns.
Usually we want to resolve organ transplant as soon as possible after the person's passed away, because it's best for the organs. However, what this research shows is that it might be unethical to do that, because if the person can be brought back potentially within up to 4 hours, which is what this research shows, is it ethical to start harvesting them for organs? And also, whether you determine someone is actually dead or brain dead at a particular time may have to be moved now. The only concerning feature for me from this paper is that we don't know exactly what the neurons are doing per se. Everything indicates that they're on and working, but whether or not they're doing the exact same function they were doing before is unclear.
So if brain cells can be revived, will the person be the same when they regain consciousness?
The pig cells never reached consciousness in this research. And if they did, they were put in place a situation to euthanize it, because the ethical concerns of having consciousness be returned to brain cells is quite challenging. And neurophilosophy has been discussing this for over 100 years. If your stream of consciousness stops, are you the same person or are you someone different?
And are you?
Well, we don't know yet. More research is definitely demanded, and I think we shouldn't be scared of these ethical concerns.
The research was published in the science journal Nature today.
Connie Aegis with some big questions there.